time for Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion in for David Fair, and I would like to bring in our resident civic engagement expert, Mary Morgan. How are you?
I'm learning about Menopause the Musical from you, so I'm super excited.
Have you not seen it yet? I mean, it's been going around.
I have not seen it, no. Oh. And so, of course, now I'm thinking, like, we need something like Mayor the Musical or, you know.
Well, that drama unfolds in front of us on a much larger stage each and every day. And I think what we're here today, just like every Monday morning, to do is to tell you how you can be a bigger part of that ongoing drama in our community. And a good place to start, of course, always, is to register to vote. Now, today is a deadline, one of the deadlines for registration. What's today's voter registration deadline about, Mary? Sorry.
Mary, Molly, whatever. So we have a May 8th election. It's an election that will go under the radar for a lot of people, although I hope not. And if you want to vote on May 8th, and of course you do, you have to register by today. So you can check your registration status at michigan.gov/vote. Ann Arbor Votes, I'm sure WEMU has some information as well. There will be other elections this year, obviously. There's going to be a primary on August 7th, and there'll be the general election on November 6th, and there'll be separate voter registration deadlines for those, but you should just do it, and then you'll be set, and you don't have to worry about it.
And how long does that last, Mary? If I register today, is that like until I move, or how does that work?
Until you move or die.
Well, if it's early 1960s Illinois, until I die has no bearing in my ability to vote or not. That is about the Ann Arbor Public Schools district operating millage, as you just mentioned there. There's a lot of things going on election-wise in Ann Arbor, a lot of city council and mayoral elections happening here. And one of our former mayors, John Hiefcha, is teaching a class about that. What's that about?
So he teaches a public policy class. He's been doing that for years. And one of the things that he does at the end of the term is to hold a candidate forum for Ann Arbor mayor and city council races. And it always happens a little bit before the filing deadlines, which is kind of weird to me because, classes are getting out, so that's part of the reason. But the filing deadline to run is April 24th. This candidate forum is happening on Thursday, April 12th. It's from 4 to 5:30 at the Ford School on State Street. It's open to the public. There is, if you check the website for the Ford School events, it will list the candidates who have responded so far. And there's only, so far there's six candidates, but not any candidates in the first, second, or third ward races yet. So hopefully there will be more people participating by Thursday.
Now, I saw you had a conversation last week, too, about the nature of Ann Arbor elections and that we do still have forced party elections for the main election in November. But as we know here, a lot of our elections are decided in the primaries. When are those coming up? When should we start paying attention to the mayoral and city council candidates?
So the so far, I think that only Democrats have registered to be candidates, and the primary then is August 7th. The registration deadline for that is July 9th, but August is really going to be the time when most races are decided, barring some unusual circumstance. One of the things that I noticed, the candidate forum includes Ali Ramwali for 5th Ward City Council. Last year, he ran in the 5th Ward as an independent. So nobody has filed, actually, yet for any of these races. So I'm not sure if he's running as a Dem or as an independent. So that'll be something to look for.
Another way to get involved, of course, is take a look at what's happening right in your backyard with your city council. Ann Arbor has a working session and a special meeting tonight. What is the special meeting about at 9 o'clock tonight?
Well, the main agenda item for that is a closed session to discuss pending litigation. And they don't have to indicate what litigation that refers to, but it's very likely it is a lawsuit that the developer Dennis Dahlman filed against the city earlier this year. That was a topic that was discussed at the last council meeting. It's over the former Y lot on William near the downtown library. And the city is trying to buy it back from Dahlman based on a contract that they had. Dahlman is disputing some of the terms of that contract. So they are still wrangling with this, and they had alluded that they might actually have a special meeting for it. I don't know if there's going to be any action taken on it tonight, but that's something to look for.
Was there any commentary about why they decided to reconsider that resolution, that why that resolution failed?
Well, we could talk about this the entire hour. The reason that was stated last week was that Jane Lum, one of the council members, was not present. This particular vote requires an 8-vote majority, and they did not have the numbers in order to do that. It's not clear to me how she would vote on it, but they wanted to have the full contingency of the council there.
And is this, on Dahlman's end, do you know, is this about the terms of the contract, or does he just simply not want to sell?
Well, he wants more time to develop the project. He is making some claims against the city that they did not honor the terms of the contract, and that there are certain things that he was unaware of before entering the deal, such as the fact that there are buses that are staged around that property, which he believes will limit the opportunity for development, among other things. So it is a complicated history for that site, for sure, and it looks like it's going to be continue to be complicated going forward.
Well, that brings us back full circle to what about they're going to be talking about tonight, possibly at 9 o'clock in that closed session. Another sign of spring coming our way, besides these mid-20s and 30s temperatures that we're just growing a little tired of here. It is actually spring, and volunteer training for Ann Arbor's annual breeding bird survey is taking place. I know there's a lot of bird watchers and bird lovers and arborists and others that pay attention to how birds live in our community. How can we get involved with this? What is this?
So the training starts Thursday. It's April 12th from 7 to 9 p.m. It's part of the Ann Arbor Natural Area Preservation Program. You need to register by today, though, if you want to participate. And basically, they're looking for volunteers to go out to city parks and just keep a tally on what kinds of birds, what species of birds are out there. It's part of a national effort to gauge the health and migration patterns of North American birds. So, you know, if you see a pink pelican or something, you know, that would be weird. So you need to report it.
Speaking of signs of spring, I think one of the ones that we get used to in Michigan here is the crud that's left when the snow melts. And some places that's very true are bus stops. And in addition to that, there's a lot of other things that kind of crud up our local bus stops. But we are a community that values public transportation, so we value clean bus stops. So how can we as a public get involved with helping out the ride on keeping those stops clean and clear and available to anybody that wants to use them?
Yeah, the ride has an adopt a stop program, which basically means you make a commitment, whether it's you as an individual or an organization, to take one of the stops and make sure that the litter is picked up. If there's a trash receptacle, you make sure it's emptied. If it snows, please, I hope that doesn't happen, you know, for a while, but you know, you make sure it's all shoveled, and just generally take care of it to make it a pleasant place. So the ride has that information online. You can apply online. And then there are also, I'm including in our newsletter this week, a link to a webpage that provides pictures of interesting bus stops around the world. I really love this site, and it takes you to places where there are swings. There are bus stops that are shaped like giant strawberries. People get really creative, so check that out as well.
And if we want to see that, the best way to probably do that is to sign up for your weekly newsletter. Mary, how can we sign up for that information?
You can go to civcity.org. We have a link to the place where you can sign up online. It goes out on Mondays around noon. And I think that hope everybody takes a minute to do that.
This is Civic Matters with Mary Morgan from the Civ City Initiative on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.